Our scripture reading comes from the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 15. And I will be reading the verses 1 through 18. Exodus chapter 15, the verses 1 through 18. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy, infallible, and inerrant word. Then Moses said, Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is the warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep sea waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the water piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them by the power of your arm. They will be still as a stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you bought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Amen. Thus the reading of God's word this morning. This morning in Exodus chapter 15, we are looking at the song of Moses. And it is important that we remember, as we examine this passage, the function of this song. The function of this song is not to describe for us the destruction of Pharaoh and God's deliverance of the people of Israel. That was done in chapter 14. But the function of this song is to tell us what the Israelites thought about this destruction. It is a commentary on what God has just done for Israel. It is a commentary on what God has done to Pharaoh and his army. A commentary on what God has done in delivering the people of Israel. In Exodus 14, we read of the destruction of Pharaoh, of how God saved Israel through the waters of the Red Sea. And if you remember, we said last time that verse 31 of chapter 14, the last verse of this chapter, is really the summary statement of what we are to remember of this story. God has told us about Pharaoh going down in the sea. God has told us of the deliverance of Israel as the waters rose on their right and on their left. And in verse 31, we are told what we are to remember. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. But that is all it tells us. It does not tell us about what that meant, that the Israelites feared the Lord. It does not describe for us the trust that Israel put into their God following their deliverance from Pharaoh and from the Red Sea. And so God in chapter 15 gives us this song. This song that is sung by his servant Moses, which describes the faith of Israel, which describes how they feared the Lord and how they began to trust in him through what God had done in their deliverance from Pharaoh and the sea. And so this morning, as we examine this song, we will not have time to go through verse by verse every detail of this song. But it is important that we seek to know and understand the structure of this song. For when we know and understand the structure, we will know and understand the fear and the trust of Israel in their God. When we are looking at a piece of Hebrew poetry, such as this one, God has given us clues in the Hebrew language to help us know and understand the main points. And one way that God does that is by way of repetition. In the Hebrew language, if there's something the writer thinks is important, he repeats it. He tells us twice. And when we see it twice, we know that because he has said it two times, it is important for us to know and to remember, and it is important for the poem. And so, one verse that stands out for us more than any of all the others in this song is verse 11. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Two times God says to us, Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Twice it is asked. The Israelites are looking to their God. They know that no other God compares to him. All throughout the book of Exodus so far, we have been dealing with the battle of the gods. For God had his plan for Israel, the fulfillment of his promises to Abraham, and Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt have tried to stop that plan. But God has sent the plagues upon Egypt. God has demonstrated that the Egyptian gods are false. But once again, as Israel had left the land, Pharaoh and his army came to destroy them once again to show the power of the Egyptian gods. And now that Pharaoh's army has been destroyed and Israel has passed through the sea, they can acknowledge, they can testify that there is no God like the Lord. There is none other that compares to him. Verse 11 and the repetition that we see in this verse tells us that this is the center of this song. It is the center of this song in that it divides the song up into two different parts. In the first part, the Lord's people celebrate their deliverance from Pharaoh and their saving through the Red Sea. In the second half of the song, God's people describe their future plans now that they have been delivered. And so when we look at verse 11, we know that this verse not only does it mark the center of the song, but it describes for us the main thoughts of Israel as they reflect on their deliverance and as they reflect on their future. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Well, for us to know and understand the main point of the first half of this song, Once again, we seek to look for repetition. Verse 6 also has repetition. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. Once again, the author has included repetition within this song. And the repetition signals us that this verse is important. That twice he has told us, that twice he wants us to remember and to know this. And this verse is again centered in the first half of this song. God's right hand is majestic and all-powerful. God's right hand alone shattered the enemy. Israel did not conquer this enemy on their own. Israel was not saved on their own. Israel was saved by the right hand of God. Verse 1 describes for us this salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. They are celebrating the fact that God has destroyed the horse and its rider. The mighty army of Pharaoh has gone into the sea. And who has done this? Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is the warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. The author is celebrating God's victory over Pharaoh. The Lord is the one who gave them the strength, not their own. The Lord is the one who has given them their salvation from Pharaoh and from the sea, not of themselves. In the first half of the song, the Israelites are singing to the Lord through God's servant Moses that God alone saved them. That it was God's right hand who was powerful enough to destroy Pharaoh's army, verse 6. That it was God's right hand that the enemy was shattered and sunk like a stone. In the first half of this song, we read of Israel's deliverance. Their celebration of their deliverance at the hand of the Lord God. But what about the second half of this song? Well, once again, we need to look for repetition. Verse 16 in the second half of this verse, again, the author tells us something twice. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you bought pass by. Twice the author tells us something about the people that have passed by. God has brought them by. God has brought his redeemed, ransomed people by. What does this mean? Well, the first half of the song, you remember, describes God's deliverance of his people. God has delivered them from Pharaoh. God has delivered them from the sea. And now that they have been delivered and they sit on the other side of the sea and they observed the bodies floating of the Egyptian enemy, they reflect on the future. You see, God has saved them, but that's not the end of their journey. They still have to go to a place. Verse 17 tells us about their faith in where God will lead them. They say to the Lord, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. The place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. The last verses of this song describe for us Israel's faith in the future. Faith that God will plant them in a place where they will dwell with him. on the mountain of his inheritance that God has planned for them, that they will go to a place where they may dwell with the Lord in the land of the living forever and ever. The sanctuary, it tells us, that God has established by his very own hands. Israel has been delivered from the warrior of Egypt. Israel has been delivered by the right hand of the Lord. And now as they think of their deliverance, they think of the place where God will someday bring them, to the mountain of their inheritance, to the sanctuary where they can dwell with the Lord forever and ever. But they aren't there yet, are they? They still have to pass through the wilderness. They are on the way to Canaan, but they are still not there. And so what is their testimony of what happens in between? Verse 13, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be still as a stone. Israel still has enemies in front of them. Enemies that may seek to destroy and hate them. But God has saved Israel from the horse and its rider. God has saved them from the gods of Egypt and all those who sought to destroy them. And now that they have been saved from Pharaoh and from the waters of the Red Sea, all the nations tremble because they have heard about the true God, about what God does for his people. They have heard and know what God will do. And they know that God will shut them up as a stone. A stone can do nothing. God's people are testifying that as God brings them to the place where they may dwell in their inheritance, now that they have been saved by the Lord, delivered from Egypt, God will be with them the rest of their journey to that place. They have nothing to fear. God has destroyed their enemy. When the other nations hear about this, they will be as a stone, for God's people are his. He alone is the true God, and he will pass them by. The people he has ransomed will pass by. And so, Israel, as they reflect on their deliverance in the first half, as they reflect on the place that they will be going and their journey as they pass through to that place, they cry out in verse 11, who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? The Lord is the true God. Verse 11 is the hinge of this poem. It describes for us the main point that we are to remember from all the rest of it. It describes for us the fear and the trust of Israel after the sea. They know that he is true. They know that he alone is holy, awesome in glory, and he alone works wonders. But we should not look at this song as a song which is only for Israel. It is not just a song which was written long ago for a people, for a particular salvation event that has nothing to do with us in the New Testament. This song, this deliverance, is the shadow of God's future deliverance in the future. For God has a plan for all of His people, not just for Israel, but for all the ones, New Testament and old, who know Him and who love Him and who serve Him. And this song is revealed in Revelation 15. Turn with me for a moment to Revelation chapter 15. In Revelation chapter 15, the Apostle John is looking into the future. He is looking into heaven. And John describes for us what he sees. Revelation 15, verse 1 tells us, "I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with seven plagues, last because with them God's wrath is completed." Once again, as John looks into the future, as John looks into heaven, he sees plagues. He sees the final plagues. He sees the completion, it tells us, of God's wrath. And in verse 2 we read that he saw what looked like a sea. This time a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. John sees the victory. John sees the beast that is dead, that is destroyed because God's wrath has been completed. And the rest of the verse tells us that they held harps given to them by God, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. As we read the song of Moses, we are seeing the shadow of a greater battle that has already taken place and continues to take place in heaven. We see the deliverance of God's people in the song of Moses, but we also see the deliverance of us in the song of Moses. For God has sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has passed through death. He has been raised from death. He has been victorious. He is the one who sings the song of victory, the song of the Lamb. And it is He who has delivered God's people. He has freed you from the horse and its rider. He has freed you from the devil who seeks to destroy you. He has ransomed you. He has delivered you. And He will win this victory. And as we look at John's vision in heaven, we see the victory that has already taken place. For Christ has conquered death. Christ has conquered the beast. Christ will someday completely destroy the beast. And as God's people, you sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. For Christ has delivered you. You sing the first half of this victory song. God has destroyed your enemy through Christ's death and resurrection on the cross. You have been saved. You have been delivered. And God has plans that you will go to His sanctuary, to His dwelling place, to the mountain of your inheritance that He has for you in heaven. As you reflect on your deliverance, you are to reflect as Israel did on your future, the place God has for you. But like Israel, you're not there yet, are you? You are still not in the place of your inheritance. You still have a wilderness to pass through. And all the enemies know that through Christ, God has won this victory. The beast has been defeated. The enemies are like a stone. They cannot move. They cannot attack God's people because God has delivered you from the beast. And as you live your lives, knowing that God has delivered you, you must know and realize that those enemies are trembling. That the things that you face in this life are not greater than Christ. That the one who brings those things upon you, whether it is illness, whether it is struggles with sin, whether it is battles in your life, they are like stone. God will give you His strength. Israel's song celebrates the strength of God. He is the one who provided salvation. He is the one that will enable them to pass through. And God, through Christ, will enable you to pass through. He will give you the strength to face what you must face. He will give you the strength daily to walk with Him. He will give you the faith to know that everything you face is like stone. It cannot hurt you, for God will bring His people in. He will pass them through. And you, like Israel, are to sing this song. For this song is the song of your deliverance. And like Moses, like those in heaven who stand by the sea of glass, who observe the beast who is destroyed, you together with them will sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of kings. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. This is the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. This is your song of deliverance. May each one of us sing this song each and every day. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the song of Moses. We thank you, Lord, that we can know that this is our song. For, Lord, you have delivered us from sin. You have conquered the enemy. And we celebrate, Lord, knowing that in Christ we are delivered. Help us, Lord, as we look forward to the place of your inheritance. Help us, Lord, as we look forward to the sanctuary where we can dwell with you forever and ever. Help us to be faithful. Help us to walk, knowing that the enemies that we face in this life, what comes upon us has already been defeated in Christ. Help us to know that in Christ they are like stone and cannot harm us. And Lord, give us the strength to sing this song of salvation, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, each and every day, so that, Lord, when we go to heaven and we stand around that beast, these words will not be new, but they will be words that we have sang all of our lives. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.